get rid of this so I'm not distracted. So we'll go ahead and get started on the IOC for Northern Arizona for the month of April. I'm just going to go down the list. There's 17 people here. Wow. When I call out your first name, go ahead and introduce yourself. And if you can think fast, tell me your favorite movie. What movie could you watch over and over and over again? Okay. So, it can be old or new. It can be foreign or domestic. So give that a think while we go down the list. Abby.
Oh, let me think, please. Can you call me?
I threw a curveball at you, didn't I? Okay, we'll come back to Abby. Angela?
Hi, everyone. My name's Angie Venny, and my most favorite movie that I could watch over and over again, I believe, would be either Across the Universe or Forrest Gump.
Okay. I don't think I'm familiar with Across the Universe.
Oh, it's like a amazing movie built around Beatles songs.
Oh.
And they okay. sing. I'm interested now. Like a cheesy musical. It's spectacular. I love it.
Okay. Ashley. Mason.
Hi, everyone. Ashley Mason, a veteran advocate, adult behavioral health liaison with Mercy Care. My favorite movie, I can't just pick one. I have two. The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston.
Nice.
And Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. That is my favorite movie of all time. Don't judge me. Christina, why do you always judge me?
Well,
Ashley Bully Ashley Day?
No. If I make fun of you, it means that I like you. If I don't make fun of you, then you should be worried.
Just because Roadhouse is a very good movie. Look, the new one does not compare. Do not watch it because you'll be very disappointed. It's not the same thing. Patrick Swayze. Yeah.
My wife loves that movie, but she insists on watching it by herself. I don't know what that's about. So, Christine.
I think Roadhouse is a restaurant, right?
Yeah, in Texas it is. It truly is. It's like the biggest one in Texas or something.
That's so funny. I'm Christina Hedges. I am the DDD OIFA administrator. I am not much of a movie person. I prefer TV shows. But let's see, we actually just took our kids to see the Minecraft movie, and I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty good, so I'm gonna go with that, which is pretty embarrassing to admit, but go to somebody else quick, Dawn.
Cynthia.
I'm Cynthia, and I, like myself, like Christina, I don't really watch movies. I watch them, but I don't think I can pick a favorite one, but I'm going to give you my favorite show. Like, for me, it's The Office. I could watch that on a loop, on a rerun, every time.
Okay. Frederica.
Hello, this is Frederica with Access. My favorite movie is probably Coming to America.
I like that one as well. The first one.
Yes, definitely the first one.
Denise, is that?
Yes, it's Denise. I'm Denise Roth. I am with OLCR. I am the Developmental Home Licensing and Concerns Manager. And my favorite movie that I could watch over and over and over would be The Notebook.
Okay, not seeing that one. Isabel.
Hello. So as far as my favorite, hi, I'm Isabel. I'm with, before I forget, I'm one of our IOC members, but I also do a lot of advocating through Special Olympics, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. As far as my favorite movie goes, it would probably be anything related to Adam Sandler. So like Grown Up, Splendid, all those movies to me are my faves.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty amazing, yeah.
Dean
Thomas, District North PRC Chair. Movie, I would say Talladega Nights and Tombstone, definitely.
Oh, love Tombstone.
Rest in peace, Val.
Yes. Joan.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joan McQuaid with the DDD Cares Administration. And before I stopped cable and that streaming, because now you just put something on and start it from the beginning. But when I had cable, there's three different movies, excuse me, that when I, if I turned it on and was flipping around to find something to watch, I would have to watch it, even if I was in the middle of it. And there, Sin City and I, Robot and Pulp Fiction. Any of those are on, it didn't matter what part of them it was in, I'd have to stop flipping and watch it till the end.
Yeah, two of those movies I've watched. I've never seen Sin City though, but the other two I'd watch again. Absolutely. Kareem? Katrine, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on.
No problem. Hi, everyone. I'm Katrine Philippe, PRC administrator. I'm not a movie person, but Christina just gave me a great idea. The Minecraft movie, my grandson is very much into Minecraft, so I'll, if the movie is still out, I'll pick him out this weekend.
It's so good. I mean, my kids loved it, and they're 8 and 9, and also my wife and I thought it was the funniest movie we've seen in a really long time. So okay. It was really good. Yeah.
Cool.
Lawrence.
Hey, good afternoon, Don. It's Larry Allen with Arizona Department of Administration. I'd probably have to say a couple of them. I see Dances with Wolves is one of my favorites. And then Napoleon Dynamite is probably up there.
What was the last one?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Miss Martin.
Hi, I work for DDD. I would say The Giver by Lewis Glory. It's a really old novel. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but yeah, I think that's one of my favorite.
Michelle?
Hi, Michelle Rademacher, DDD IOC liaison. I would say I have a lot of movies that I like because I love movies. But for the longest time, I held on to Big, and I'm still going to hold on to that. It's a really good feel-good movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Morgan.
Hi, everyone. Morgan O'Hara, the counterpart DDD IOC liaison. My go-to movies are probably Harry Potter. Classic. Millennial.
Okay, that was my wife. She's driving down to Phoenix. Want to make sure she's okay. Can we try that again? I missed it.
Just Harry Potter. It's my comfort go-to movies.
I've never seen that movie. And when I say that out loud, people laugh at me.
I understand. I have never seen Star Wars. People give me the same look.
Yeah.
Larry.
I haven't even seen Star Trek. I haven't seen all three, Morgan. I can up you.
Yes.
Shannon.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shannon Kerwin. I am the program administrator for the Office of Licensing, Certification, and Regulation. So favorite movies. I love movies, but some of them that have been mentioned, I've seen every Star Wars probably hundreds of times. Oh, I've not seen Harry Potter. Dances with Wolves, I've seen hundreds of times. But probably my favorite is the Spaghetti Westerns, which probably nobody on this call even knows about, but The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I do.
Eastwood.
The music in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is the one, it's one of the best scores ever written.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Stacy.
Hello, Stacy Rodarmel, DDD Quality Assurance Manager. I have seen every Star Wars, every Star Trek, and every Harry Potter movie. I've seen a lot of the spaghetti westerns. But my go-to movies are The Big Chill and Clue.
Ooh, Big Chill. I remember that. That's been a while ago, too.
I think. Yeah, 82, I think, something, early 80s.
Yeah, I was just out of high school. So did I miss anybody? My name's Don.
You're missing me now.
Oh, Abby, yeah. Let's go back to you.
Yes. Well, my name is Abby from Carrion Mines. We're located in Peoria, Arizona. So my go-to movies are any movies from by Tyler Perry, and also Men in the Black, and also Coming to America. I can watch that over and over.
Okay, so I'm Don, IOC Chair. My favorite movie, and probably nobody knows this, is Jeremiah Johnson. I could watch that over and over. I think it's a very realistic. Yeah, Kristen.
Robert Redford.
Yeah, Robert Redford in there. I think it's a very realistic depiction of that time. Every time I watch it, I have to wear a coat. So, okay, so we'll go ahead and get started. I am so glad to see that OCLR is here. Shannon, I've seen your name on just about every paperwork that I do. So it's good to put a face to your name. Thank you so much. So let's go ahead and start with the DDD. Stacy.
We are fully staffed. And I can't think of any updates at this point in time.
Okay. So any idea, is Phoenix, I'm starting to see the same support coordinators over and over. So that's a good sign, right?
I'm with QA, not with support coordination. So I can't answer.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a difference. Yeah, absolutely. Looks like we have Dawn McReynolds.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name's Dawn McReynolds. I'm in for Ian Wilson. I am the Office of Individual and Family Affairs Administrator. Good evening.
So we're listing our favorite movie. Do you have one?
Absolutely. Dirty Dancing. Patrick Swayze. I just love him.
Don, we became best friends. Mine's is Roadhouse.
Oh. Okay. So you guys will meet my wife tomorrow. No secrets, okay? You'll know her when you see her because she's only like 4'8". So she's not very tall. So, all right, let's move on to Angela.
Hello again. I do believe Christina was going to give updates, but I don't want to steal her thunder, but I can tell you that in relation to what you said about support coordinators, Dawn, in March, we filled 35 vacancies in support coordination. We did have 13 that turned over either for promotion or exiting. So we actually had a net gain of support coordinators of 22 in the month of April. So so those are good numbers. And I'll let Christina do the rest of the DDD updates.
Okay, Christina.
Thanks, Angie. No major updates on our front. The biggest ones that we're kind of still working on are the needs assessment training for support coordinators is rolling out. I think we've done 2.5. We might be at 3 full districts right now, so we've got a few more left to do. I don't want to steal Morgan's thunder or Michelle's thunder because one of them normally mentions the town hall, so I will let them talk about that in a second. And I think that's all we've got right now. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Dean.
Got to find the mute button here. All right. Dean Thomas, PRC District North Chair. Things are plugging right along. We're getting a little far out in regards to more time for District North to review behavior plans, but we're looking at some we got a lot of behavior plans coming in, but we're looking at seeing some assistance with that, but we also have a vacancy as well. So just want to let you guys know we're continuing to work on that. And Katrine, anything else to add?
Thank you, Dean. I think you covered it all. Dean is, besides reviewing the District North behavior plans, also helping out District East, where we have a vacancy for the chair position. That's why the District North behavior plans are scheduled out a little farther out than usual. But thanks again, Dean, for all the support you're providing. Maybe at the same time, I'd like to spread the word here. The position as a PRC chair in District East is not yet posted, hopefully very soon. But if you know of anybody who would be a great fit, who would be interested, please let them know that very soon we will have a code description or a link and or a link that we can share with you.
Okay. Dean, are you guys getting enough volunteers?
Yeah, I'm not having an issue with that. I know District East, we have some new ones. It's mostly my, you know, I would say my standbys. They're volunteering and they're showing up and there for us. I wouldn't say they're new. A lot of support coordinators are helping out, which is good, because then they help out other support coordinators and that information goes around. For the most part, District North, we have my go-to people, definitely.
Cool. Let's see. Joan.
My mouse is never where it's supposed to be. Hi again, everybody. We're fully staffed. And at this point, we've had no backlog now for at least a few months, which is great. So you should be getting all of your incident reports timely. And that's all I've got for now. Unless you've got any questions.
Okay. No questions. We'll move to Larry.
Good afternoon. Don, the only update I have for the committee tonight is for the pamphlets and the business cards that I mailed you. Did you receive those okay?
I got them, yes.
Okay, great. That's really the only thing I have for the committee. Other than a little housekeeping update, if for the new committee members, if you haven't taken the training yet, for the Law 2000, please do so. You should have received an email from Jennifer Bartlow. If you didn't receive that, or if you need me to resend, I'll be happy to do so. So just please reach out, send me an email, or Morgan or Michelle an email, and then we can get that back out to you. That's really all I had. Is any questions for me?
So I don't fully understand what the conference is about, but is administration going to have a stand or a presence there?
On what, Don? I'm sorry.
Oh, so Christine just answered me. The conference tomorrow and Friday.
Yes. No, ADOA will not have a presence there.
Okay. So I did get my cards, and I'm going to take some with me when I go down there Friday.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's perfect. And I'm working on a one page or two, a little or an email format type of, recruitment flyer for the committee that has a QR code on it as well. So it makes it more a little bit more usable this day and age. It's hard just to get pamphlets out. Right. I'll get that to the group as soon as that's ready.
Okay, that is wonderful. Michelle, you or Morgan, or both?
Yeah, I've got an update for this evening. To continue on with your trend and giving your data, the committee did receive 501 incident reports in the shared drive for the month of March. And then we do have a statewide chairs meeting coming up next week on April 23rd at 5:30. So any member who would like to attend is welcome. Just have to let us know so we can get you the link. And then we do have the next DDD public town hall meeting for members, families, and providers, which will be held on Thursday, May 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. And then there's also the DDAC Advisory Council has a public forum scheduled for Thursday. Oh, I have the wrong date in here. Shucks. It's, I think, the third Thursday of April. That will be held at from 6 to 7:30. And I can send all of those links out to you in the follow-up email.
What is the AC committee?
The Developmental Disabilities Advisory Council.
Oh, okay. I actually attended their last meeting, I want to say. And it's kind of interesting. A lot of Q&A. So, okay. And the rest, I'll just go down the line. Frederick.
Is that Frederica?
Yeah, Frederica. I'm sorry.
No worries. This is Frederica with Access, and I don't have any updates, but happy to take any questions that you may have.
So, okay. Access is not funded by the state, right? It's funded by, was it Title 10?
I'm not sure I understand what your question is.
Well, you know, because has anybody heard if DDD finally got the funding, the makeup funding?
I have not, but maybe one of the DDD counterparts can assist with that question.
Either I can speak to it or Christina can speak. I'll go first. It has not been approved. Hearings were yesterday about House Bill 2945. It was approved at the House. It still needs to go through Senate and then to the governor's desk. So we don't have the supplemental funding approved at this point, but we are confident that they have every desire to come to some kind of negotiation. So the supplemental we can finish off this fiscal year, and then the budget for next fiscal year has also not been approved.
Right. So I believe it was a Senate that disapproved the last one, right?
The last bill?
No, the last time they tried to pass the makeup funding. Was that the Senate or the House? Yeah.
I think it was the House Appropriations.
The House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything you want to add, Christina?
No, Angie covered it. You know, we continue to support the governor's proposal for the budget, and we, for the most part, really just know as much as you all know as the public. So,
okay.
We are sending announcements every Friday. So if you're connected to the vendor announcement that goes out, that's where you're going to see the updates every Friday coming out from Zane.
Okay. Let's go to trying to mark off my list here. Denise.
Sorry, I was on mute and hidden. I'm not sure what updates we have to provide. Shannon, can you take over for that one? I'm sorry.
Yeah, not a problem. So Denise and I are both here from OLCR, and as far as being fully staffed, we are not fully staffed yet, but we are working on it, and we can talk more about that as you guys ask us questions. But we are, Denise's unit is fully staffed now, and we are bringing on some additional help with our Quick Connect process. And OLCR now is going to get an admin because our admin took a promotion. So we are working to get all of our positions filled.
So I was talking to some of my providers and a coworker, and we were trying to figure out how many renewals and initials do you guys go through a year? Do you have any idea?
Well, we can pull up our metrics, and Denise, maybe you can do that while I talk a little bit. So every one of our developmental homes needs to be reviewed every year. So Denise can tell you what our number is right now. I think it's around 1,300. I'm not, and that's ballpark. We would have to break it out. We'd have to run a real quick report to see how many initials, but that number, that 1300, kind of ebb and flows. And over the past probably 4 years, we've only gained about 100. But it is around 1300 that we have to renew every year.
Wow. So that was the kind of the topic of what we're talking about, the volume of work that you guys are responsible for, right? And I don't know, I just can't see me personally sitting down and reading all those reviews and the ones that come back to me. I mean, you guys catch stuff that, you know, I wrote it and still didn't catch it. So it is difficult work to say the least. So I will say that I get a call for people wanting to become licensed, and I'll send out just the application and the caregiver's guide, and 95% of them I never hear again. So I think that's a really great weeding out process, if you know. But they never give enough information on the caregiver guide. They ask a question in there, and they'll give like a two-word answer. Yeah, that's just not going to work. So, but anyway, I do appreciate the work that you guys do, and the stress that comes with it. The reason why I wanted you here is that when I requested it was last month. And so how long are you guys between the time a renewal is entered that it's getting approved? You know what I mean?
Sure. So, and again, Denise can read off our most recent metrics, but right now we are reviewing applications, renewal applications that were submitted in February. So we're about 2 months behind. We did have, over the course of the past year, we had our developmental home manager resigned, as well as our concerns liaison also took a promotion. So that left that unit bare minimum. And so we had to pull over some of our reviewers to help with our concerns. We were just trying to get the work covered as as well as we could. So now we're trying to clean up that backlog. And again, we're still about 2 months behind. And we've got a plan to try and address that, to keep moving forward and get that queue down. But it was based on some staffing issues that we experienced over the last 6 to 9 months.
Right, right. So, well, I appreciate your work. I really do. It's very important that we do it. I think very important we do it every year as opposed to foster care where it's every other year.
Right.
I think it's just really important, and I appreciate your help on that.
Sure.
Let's see. Do we have anybody else from DDD?
So just to chime in really quick, we have 1,344 developmental home licenses Wow. that we're responsible for as of right now.
Okay. And last month we talked about the census for members who are actually in group home or ADH home or something like that. It was like a little over 5,000, wasn't it? I can't remember who gave me that last month. But
I don't know if we have anyone on here that would be from Network. They're the ones that really get those reports from our qualified vendors and then aggregate that to give monthly numbers. So I'm not hearing anybody, but Network would be able to give us specific numbers.
Okay. But my point being is that there's still a lot of renewals. You know, that's the crux of what I was getting at. A lot of renewals, and you know, when you're short one person, it really throws everything out of kilter. Mm-hmm. Okay, does any of the board members have any questions as we go through? Again, I really want to thank OCLR for being here. I think the best way to relieve frustration is with knowledge. And what you provided tonight really helps a lot. I'm going to spread the word. So I appreciate you guys being here. And same with everybody else. I actually look forward to this every month. Thinking about retiring soon, but I'm going to keep this one. So you guys are stuck with me. Is there any other business, Morgan, that we need to talk about?
I have something. You forgot about me again, Don.
Oh, my gosh. And you were first on the list, too. I apologize.
Okay, freaking God. I was waiting the whole time. I knew it. I was like, today he's going to forget me. And you forgot Dawn too. I'm not leaving Dawn out.
Well, she's at the bottom of the list. So go ahead.
So I really don't have any updates. I just really wanted to say that you forgot me. And it's okay because I'll see you at Connections Conference. And then when you make eye contact with me, I'll just look away for 5 seconds to act like I don't know you. And then I'll be like, oh my God, Don.
Or you could forget my name.
That's true, but that would be mean. I'm not that mean. Oh. Not in person.
Don.
Hi, Don. Thank you. Thanks, Ashley. It's great to see you.
You're welcome.
Don, I do have an update, and I apologize to those that have heard this over and over and over again on every IOC that I attend. But we as OIFA have what we call credentialed family support individuals that work in behavioral health and along with DD members that receive those services. Christina Hedges kind of leads us in presenting to the DDIOCs. And Angela, we've made presentations through the DDIOCs before. I'm not sure if it was a year or two ago, but I want to offer that presentation to this IOC because it's so important that all of you that encounter family members know that if they have loved ones that are in behavioral health and in the DDD system, that there is hope and help. And if they touch behavioral health, this is a free service. And these are professionals that are credentialed because they have lived experience as a family member. Nothing more important than supporting those that, you know, we care about. So if this IOC is interested in a presentation, with the other IOCs, we kind of do a rotation, so it will be several months out, and we can plan specifically for Mercy Care, United, and of course, Christina, to kind of all of us come together. And Christina, if you ever get tired of me volunteering you for this, just let me know, and I'll stop. But I know she loves it too.
Dawn, you've saved my life on more than one occasion when I have no idea what's happening in the world of OIFA. So I'm never going to get that.
Anyway, Dawn, and for all of those that are listening, the position walks families through the care and support of navigating a behavioral health care journey through our system. So these individuals are prepared. They have to take a training for over 40 hours. They get confirmations from Access that they are credentialed to work in behavioral health with individuals. And I think it's a very important resource for our families. So that's my soapbox. Thanks for allowing me on it, and I'll mute unless there's any questions.
Do you have like a, lack of a better word, like a brochure or a flyer or something you can send me that's got more details about that?
Absolutely. Christina's shaking her head. Yes, we have a lot of information. We regulate these individuals throughout the state. So we will give you the nuts and bolts and allow you to, you know, discuss with your IOC members and see if there's an interest.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Dawn.
I think there is one. Cindy might be interested, but if you, Christine, if you could mail that to me or give it to Morgan and she'll mail it to the whole board. I think that's a very fascinating thing.
Both family support and peer support, which Dawn didn't really touch on, but it's a similar service, but it's provided by somebody who has that own lived experience themselves of being in the, you know, the public behavioral health system within Arizona. So they also kind of join the person. Family support is for the family member. Peer support is for the member in particular. They join the person kind of along their healthcare journey. Both of these are behavioral health services, so they do go through our subcontractors, United and Mercy Care. However, as our subcontractors, we have oversight of their oversight of the providers. And I specifically am the one within the division that kind of oversees that entire benefit for peer support and family support. If you do have any questions, Dawn, please, or anybody on the committee, please don't ever hesitate to reach out. But I will send Morgan and Michelle. There's a few, we call them Access One Pagers, that really lay out nicely what these services look like and how to get them and how to then also become credentialed.
So these are volunteer positions?
No, they're paid positions. They're primarily with either a behavioral health home or sometimes with a peer-run agency or a family-run agency. And they bill, you know, the access plan that a member has.
Okay.
And they're put on the member's treatment plan as well. And there's services or goals related to those specific services that help kind of justify why it's medically necessary for those services to be put in place.
So that is very fascinating. So cool. I just know a cursory amount of information that, you know, that I use in my job, but it's much needed. So absolutely. Thank you so much. Ashley, did I forget anybody else?
No, you got me. But I think you're talking to Morgan.
Okay. So there is a Morgan, what did we put in the chat?
For what?
Well,
Ashley put more information about what we were talking about, peer and credentialed stuff, for you to reveal from her website.
I am copying that now, and I will, since my wife's out of town, I got something to read tonight so I can go to sleep. So I appreciate it.
If you give me 1 second, I can put in all, I can drop you a link for all of the Access OIFA empowerment tools.
Okay.
You really need a lot to read. There's, I'm looking right now, there's got to be 50 to 75 of them. So.
Yeah, I'm really old, so I'll probably make it to 10.
But, hey, at least it's something.
Right. So I appreciate that. And does anybody have anything else they want to contribute? Let me get this posted so I don't forget. Okay. Board members, any of the board members want to add anything? Don't be concerned about the training that Larry was talking about. It takes about 45 minutes, and it's not that difficult because I made it. So, and it, Larry, we do that every year, right?
Correct. Yes, it's an annual training.
Okay. So if nobody has anything else, I think we're done for this month. Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, Don, I just want to let you know your new panel members, if they would like to know more information about PRC, myself and the other chairs will be willing to do a little presentation if necessary. So just give us a holler and see if we can meet up.
Dean, can we set that up for next month?
Yeah, is there a day that would work better? Or
I don't know about the other board members, but I know they'll probably be here at the IOC meeting. So if you could just make a quick presentation, and Larry will be here so he can run through anything that is associated with that.
All right. Yeah, we could actually do a training with, have everybody show up for Zoom and do a little extended one too. So
okay. If anybody's interested at that point, then yeah, we'll set that up.
And okay, sounds good.
I could probably use the Zoom meeting myself because there's always something new it's going through. So yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we have maybe Brent and Katrine be one or the other to do question and answers with us as well. So
okay, that's great.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate everybody being here tonight. A lot of good information. And I will hopefully see you next month.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. You're very welcome. Bye, Abby.